So it's a little bit easier to foresee a couple of bullpen guys being moved out as opposed to the regular lineup. In fact, this feels to me like it's just shy of a shoot the boot guarantee that the Tigers will trade for a bullpen arm, because the unknown is Lang, who had the bit of a setback. But I mean,
They don't say setback. They say delay. Didn't.
Delay. Sorry. My apologies. It's something to monitor.
There you go. Yeah, that's our word.
Our term. Yeah. Because I mean, Dietrich Enns and Carlos Hernandez, you know, those guys are a little bit easier to move along from than, say, take at bats away from all the guys that have played the left side of the infield for the time.
Right. Exactly. And we just, in some cases, the Tigers, depending on who they're targeting, might have to wait a little bit to see what teams are firmly going to be sellers in the trade market. But there are a couple teams right now you can identify and say, yeah, Pittsburgh's out of it. So can you go and get a couple of pitchers they have there? And there are some pretty good arms that are available. And there's 3 weeks before the trade deadline. I think they'll get something done. But I'm watching what's happening with Boston, how they're winning without some of their best players. It's crazy how they're getting back into it. Arizona is not giving up yet either. Those are two teams that have really good arms that you might want to inquire about. I don't think the Tigers make a move in the next week or two when it comes to an arm.
No.
And if you're one of these other teams, you're probably going to hold out to the last minute anyway, because that's when you're going to get the most value for those guys, because teams will get desperate. If you know that you've got a stud player, like Bautista in Baltimore, for example. You know, Baltimore, Lord knows they should make some moves, but they shouldn't be in such a hurry, because Felix Bautista is really good, and there's going to be a number of teams that are going to inquire about him. Hold out.
So some intel on the bullpen stuff. We talked about the Q&A earlier in the show that Jim Bowden did, where he took questions from fans. One of the questions asked of him by a reader named David F, with players like Nick Kurtz, Tyler Soderstrom, and now Colby Thomas vying for everyday spots in the A's lineup, is there a chance the Tigers could pry Brent Rooker away from the Athletics? Here's what he says. My intel from the Athletics front office is they have no interest in trading Rooker, whom they signed to a long-term extension before the season. But for what it's worth, I do believe his power bat would be a solid add for Detroit. So for those of you that want a bat, there's that. But it doesn't sound like the A's are that stoked about it. What was
No,
he had.
and I mean, for those that don't know Rooker, the last 2 years he hit 30 and 39 home runs. He drove in over 100 runs last year while hitting 293. This year he's got 19 home runs already, and an 838 OPS. He's 30 years old, right-handed outfielder slash DH. You know, could I see the Tigers making a move like that? Yeah, and it's a verse, you get all outfield positions or a DH to play. I could see something like that. But again, you'd have to give something up.
Another fan of the Guardians asked, what's a realistic return for Emmanuel Clase? And here's what this is for the bullpen side of it. Jim Bowden, former GM, writer for The Athletic, says the Guardians need offense. If they trade Clase, they need to focus on a young bat. Offer him to the Dodgers for Andy Páez. Offer him to the Phillies for Aiden Miller. Offer him to the Rangers for Sebastian Wolcott. Offer him to the Tigers for Kevin McGonigal. If the Guardians call you and say McGonigal for Class A, I don't know how you say no. It hurts, but as we said, with all and Class A is under club control for a couple more years, right?
Yeah, look,
I mean,
he's so
I have to
good.
do it.
I have a real hard time doing it. Three-time All-Star. Last season, he had the 0.6 earned run average, 0.61. Ridiculously good. You give up 39 hits in 74 innings last year. This year, the earned run average is 3.12. He's given up 42 hits in 40 innings. He's already given up more hits this year than he did all of last year in roughly half the innings pitched.
His contract that he signed, he would have him for the rest of this season and three more after that.
Yes. I've got concerns, though. Is he on the downside already at the age of 27? That's my concern.
He shouldn't be.
And I admittedly fall in love with prospects.
Yes, you do.
I admit it.
Yep.
But do I think Cleveland is going to look to make a deal with Detroit? Not in season.
Probably not. There was one more about the Pirates being sellers.
Yes.
Do you have in front of you?
I think it was number 7.
Was it? Okay. Trade proposal. Pirates trade right-hand pitcher David Bednar and right-hand pitcher Dennis Santana for the Phillies for outfielder Justin Crawford. Who says no? He writes, I think the Phillies say no. Crawford, 21, is slashing .344, .13, .447 in AAA and is elite defensive center fielder. The Phillies shouldn't give up on him yet. I like Bednar and Santana and think they should pursue a deal for both, but that's a steep price for just a year and a half of two relievers. Both will be free agents after the 2026 season. The Phillies should be able to get them for lesser prospect package. So lesser than their top outfielders. To me, that's lesser than Max Clark.
Yes. So here's the thing. Crawford is a top 50 prospect in all of baseball. He's the son of Carl Crawford. And if this is Jim Bowden, right?
Yep.
If he thinks that this is too much for Philly to part with, the comp there and along that same area is Bryce Rainer is along that same. He's in the 40s for top prospects in baseball from MLB Pipeline.
I wish he wasn't hurt.
Right. But if he thinks it's too much of a price to pay in giving up Crawford, then you start to drop it a little bit. And maybe it's outside the top 100. The Tigers have so many prospects. I mean, would Tyron Lorenzo, would he get that done? If you can maybe get those two bullpen arms. Now bring his name up because he's a catcher. And right now we like what Dingler is doing. Briseño is another catcher in the organization who's with Lorenzo now at AA ball. He's playing first base and he's catching. If they like what they have with the depth of catcher, maybe you can move a catcher.
Let's bring in Rico Beard, who joins us at this time here on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Rico?
Stop it.
That's the ESPN story from yesterday.
Stop it.
Where if they keep writing about it, we'll reluctantly bring it up, but yep. 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 It was Brandon Crawford, the great outstanding young outfielder in the Phillies organization for the two relievers from Pittsburgh, Santana and Bednar. That was one. The other one was Kevin McGonigal. Well, it was, what's our comp? Our comp is probably Bryce Rainer in terms of, I know, it doesn't help.
And the other thing is Bowden said that there would be too much for the Phillies to give up. So would you give up Tyron Lorenzo, who's a top 100 prospect?
Yes, it was Class A. It was a list. Somebody asked about the Guardians trying to move on from Class A and could they get him for Kevin McGonigal?
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you. I mean, you're talking the top is number 7 prospect in all of baseball right now. Class A.
I defer to Fetter.
Could be. Value the 600 at bats, even if it takes him a few years to ramp, then I do a closer. I'm not going to do that one. God, you got me excited.
It's fun to talk about, though, yeah.
Yeah, listen, ESPN wrote a Paul Skeens piece.
We know.
That's what I was talking about.
The answer to that deal, no.
Have a great show. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.